Thank you. You may be seated. Now, before we get to the actual blessing of the animals that we have here this morning, I just want to talk a little bit about some of our history here in creation, especially some of the stories I have from growing up. Growing up, we had a number of dogs growing up. Granddaddy can attest to this. We had Bowser that was the dog that Granddaddy found on the side of the road, my granddaddy, and brought home to us. And, you know, Bowser liked to chase the school bus, and he didn't last long after that. And then there was it was Spanker, the shelter rescue. The poor dog that had probably more than likely not had a very good upbringing as a puppy. The dog, anytime you got close to her, she would cower and pee on the ground. And it was something else having her. I don't remember what happened to her. She's one of the ones that disappeared, right? Yeah. And then we had Jenny. Jenny was a good dog. We got Jenny as a puppy from a litter that was underneath the steps of, I think, Uncle Rat's brother, underneath their back porch at the house. And we went over and we picked out this little puppy, and we raised her. And Jenny ended up being the kind of dog where Mom and I would come home from school and we'd be coming down the driveway, and there's Jenny sitting at the end of the driveway just waiting for us to come home. Every single day she did this. Some days when we arrived home a little early, she'd come trotting around the house. She had actually a trail worn out in the grass where she would walk right over to where we parked the cars. Jenny was a good dog. Jenny would follow me everywhere I would go on my bicycle when I would ride down to the boat ramp that our family had there on the Intercoastal Waterway. Our neighbor had some dogs that, well, they weren't necessarily the most friendly of dogs. And one day, his dogs happened to be out of the yard. He had to keep them in kennels because a couple of them were so mean. And one day, riding my bike, I look, and here come those dogs. It was two German shepherds. One was Max, the other was Maxine. Max was the one that was basically kenneled 24 hours a day. Then there was a bulldog that he had, and then there was some other kind of a lab that had the the fear of God look in his eye as he was chasing you. Well, just as much as we cared for Jenny and looked after her as she was growing up and took care of her that day, that little dog, she proved her value. She proved her worth. She showed exactly how much she cared for me that day. Have you ever seen one dog fend off three dogs? Well, she did it until I was able to get away. And Jenny was also one of those dogs that enjoyed going into the swamp. Every morning, she was half black, half white, but when she would show back up at the house in the morning, she was just about all black from the mud out in the swamp. One summer, while Dad and Travis were at summer camp, though, she disappeared one night. It was the kind of dog that you actually drove around and looked for, and we went to all the shelters and to the Humane Society. She never turned up, and we don't know what happened to Jenny, but she's one of those dogs that you have that you never want to get another one because you're always going to compare her to that. And after Romy and I got married and we lived in Roscoe, Romy was overseas taking her final exams. And, well, you know, when a couple gets married, they always do a test run before they have kids, right? So we decided we'd start with a hamster. So we had a hamster. We named him Silas. He was a cute little hamster, and while she was overseas, I was in Roscoe, and I did not know this was a thing, but it's quite common for hamsters to have strokes. I had no idea, so for days after this hamster was basically paralyzed and barely breathing, after just sitting there and holding him for a few days, he finally ultimately did pass away. We tried again with a second hamster. What did we name the second hamster? Sophie. She was a cute hamster, but she had an infection from day one, and she didn't last long either. I looked at Pastor Romy and I says, "You sure you want to give this kid thing a shot?" We're 0 for 2 right now with hamsters. Thankfully, that was not the deciding factor in our lives. But we all at some point in our lives and in our journeys have been blessed with some creature that has looked to us as their companion here in God's creation. And how we care for them reflects upon who we are as a people of Christ. But as we treat them well, so too we should treat the rest of creation well. Back in June of 1969, out in Cleveland, bear in mind this was the height of the factories of the industrialization of America, and well, the Cuyahoga River. One day, the surface of the river caught fire. The actual water was burning because of the amount of oil and other pollution that had built up on the surface. Even now, today, Lake Erie faces algae blooms every single year because of runoff, over-fertilization of fields and yards and golf courses in and around the lake area. It is these kinds of things that begin to disrupt God's creation. Even Long Island Sound was not spared from it. Remember the day when the bunker didn't exist in the bay, not too many years ago? And as they have begun to rebound, now the whales have even come back. I remember how excited everyone was the time a couple years ago when the humpback whale was over in the East River. You could whale watch from Manhattan. This is what God's creation is supposed to look like. We're to be in harmony with it and not lord ourselves over it. So as we remember our place in God's creation, that we're to look after the creatures we've been blessed with. Let us now turn to a moment as we bless these animals that have joined us here today. I invite those people who have brought their pets, their creatures with them to come forward as we bless each one of them. And I have a certificate up here. If you'll just tell me the name of your beloved, and we will be sure to get that certificate filled out to you as well. Let us pray. Almighty God, for all the creatures that you have placed in our lives, we are thankful. For those we have had here this morning, we rejoice. And for those that are at home with their humans, Lord, we celebrate with them. For we lift them now up to you through Christ, who was lifted on the cross for each of us, especially as we have blessed Bolt, Joyce, and Blue this day. Amen. And now, as we prepare to go out into the world, let us stand as we sing the first 4 and 7th verse of All Creatures of Our God and King, number 62.